You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Omar Khan. He was on with us. So he and Mike Tomlin echoed positive sentiments about Cam Sutton. And they were quite certain they knew he was going to get suspended. 8 games. No pay by the NFL. They're not happy, to say the least, with Cam Sutton. And I guess, Donnie, I'm not going to try to fall victim here to the whole Twitter is real life thing. But I am shocked as I just very briefly go back and forth with like one person on here and I just check the generalized mentions. I tweeted out, I just said it was a bad idea from the start and the NFL's reinforcing with their suspension that they think what he did was very, bad. It was like not just like a slap on the wrist, a venial sin. This is a mortal sin kind of thing. This is, you really deserve to have us come down hard on you. And just an overwhelming, you're right to say this in your experience because mine's matching it. An overwhelming percentage of the people are just saying, well, it was for the league minimum and they could just cut him if they want. And I saw another one, better to have him healthy and fresh in the second half of the season. It's disappointing, I guess, would be one of the words I'd use. It's pretty annoying, enraging, whatever, whatever word you want to use there. Very frustrating that all of it is just they didn't pay him any money. He's not getting paid. People are looking at it in terms of the salary cap, in terms of, how he might help a team down the stretch when he comes off the bench fresh or off suspension fresh, excuse me. Like, the reason, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to mess with any of this. This is the Tampa Bay Times. This is the affidavit of probable cause. And by the way, thank you to my pal Fake John and Robinson, who is a lawyer by trade. Now, I asked him this because I wanted to make sure because I couldn't find the article that I thought spelled it out explicitly. People have said, well, he hasn't been convicted of anything. He's in a pretrial diversion program. Florida, the state where all this happened, requires an admission of guilt to take any pretrial intervention. So for Cam Sutton to even be admitted into this pretrial diversionary program where if he has to go undergo a mental health evaluation, he can't have weapons. I can't have firearms, I believe it is, as part of this. There's other conditions too. But to even go into that in the state where this happened, there has to be an admission of guilt. Like, I did at least some of what you are charging me with. The affidavit of probable cause, I will remind you, has passages like this. Sutton and the woman who is the mother of three children got into an argument at about 4:45 in the morning. During the argument, according to the affidavit, Sutton picked up the woman and slammed her into a wall, then bit her on the neck, leaving a quarter-sized abrasion that bled, then grabbed the woman by the face and neck and choked her, causing her to briefly lose consciousness. The altercation continued into the living room of the home where Sutton held the woman down by her hair and struck her twice with his fist, causing a knot to form on the woman's forehead. So that was all in the affidavit of probable cause. And again, in the state where all this happened, if you want to get into the pretrial diversion program that he is in, you have to admit some guilt to do it. That law, that part of it varies state by state. By the way, it's the 50-minute mark, a little bit late here. Better late than never by me. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I'm not certainly not going to, dissuade you from calling about the Pirates, but this, I don't know. I'll just say it plainly, this pisses me off, and the reaction to it pisses me off. What the back half? Well, they didn't pay him. Like, does any of what I just read, matter? To that crowd. I'm not saying everybody feels that way, but does any of that matter? Or is it just, no, it's a good football fit? And hey, I got one response. Tomlin and Khan talked to him. So what? Who gives a rat's ass? They talked to him. Yes, you heard both of those guys separately say nice things about Cam Sutton the person. It's very obvious that he made a very positive impression on people in this franchise when he was here. How does that have anything to do with what I just read or the entire reason he's available? All you heard Omar say in that clip was, you know, we understand there's a situation and that's why he was available. Well, the NFL thought it was pretty bad. I don't know. Maybe I'm Pollyanna here thinking that this stuff matters. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's, hey, can he help the Steelers? He can? Great. Not even sure about that, by the way. Not even sure that he can help the Steelers. He won't be literally not be helping the Steelers for 8 weeks. He'll be on that team at Halloween eligible to play. I hope it's worth it. Maybe they made the right calculation, Donnie, because so far from the people I've at least seen on Twitter, we'll find out about the phone lines here in a second. This is just a suspension was coming. We think he's a good player. He's cheap. He might be good. Perfect. Also got somebody, Dave, messaged me and said, Pat Peterson incoming? That's the other guy. I said somebody that was a former Steeler for the time being might not be for long. I would think that they were probably, just to go into the practical side of this, Donnie, for a second, I would think that they probably were waiting for how long the suspension would be, and then they were going to make their decision on whether it was long enough, hey, do we need Pat Peterson, or can we try to float by with not a whole lot in terms of proven commodities?
I wouldn't be surprised at all if he got a call from them in the next 48 hours, if it even takes that long.
Call the Pat phone, cousin to the Bat phone.
Yep. Was that my landlord, by the way, that DM'd you?
That was Dave, your landlord. Yeah. I don't know. I'll make him into a character, Dave the landlord. I don't care. Well, they'll still.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.